Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another live devotional for you. And tonight's live devotional is entitled, Don't Be Idle. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians, and we're going to read from chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. So again, that's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10 through 11, which is our text verse for tonight. It says, "For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies." Now, last Sunday, I had the privilege to trying a thing called skeet shooting. Now, if any of you don't know what skeet shooting is, it's skeet shooting is one of those things where you have a 12 gauge and you have a person with a something to fling a little disc called a skeet, and when you say pull, they fling that thing up in the air. And then you take the 12 gauge and you try to shoot that skeet in a million pieces. And something kind of came to mind when doing this is that when you have a moving target, when you have a target such as a skeet that's flying through the air and you're trying to shoot this thing, what came to mind with that is that a moving target is harder to hit. It's not impossible. It's just harder to hit. Okay? So, when you have a target that is standing still and not moving, you're more likely to hit it because it's standing still. But, if you're doing something like skeet shooting and you're trying to shoot something that's moving, it is harder to shoot a moving target versus a target that is standing still. Now you might say, well, why did you even say that? How does that even play into not being idle? Well, let me tell you something, okay? When this same principle can be translated into our spiritual lives, okay? When a person is idle, they're sitting there, they're doing nothing, you know, they're just lazy, they just don't do anything, they don't work, they're just idle. They're just sitting there, just either mesmerized by the TV or their video games. But when a person is idle, that person is more susceptible to being attacked and getting temptation coming to them. Versus if you are to go about doing the Father's business and doing what God wants us to do and being busy and working, you know, yeah, sure, you'll have attacks, but it won't come as often as if you were just sitting there doing nothing, if that makes sense. So when a person is idle, temptations will just start coming at you. And those and it's really easy to fall into those temptations because you're doing nothing. Okay? And that's the same thing as if you were shooting at a target that's standing still. If you were shooting at a target that was standing still, you can easily shoot at that target and hit that target. Okay? The enemy does the same thing. When we're idle, when we're sitting there doing nothing, okay, the fiery darts are easily able to hit us because we're just sitting there. We're idle. We're not doing anything. Okay? So those darts will come at you and will hit you when you're doing nothing. And it might even be worse as compared to if you're just up and around and moving. Okay, but if you're trying to shoot a moving target, okay, it is possible, but it takes a little bit more effort on the person who's doing the shooting to get and hit that which is moving. Okay, so if you're doing God's work and you are going out and moving about and not just standing still, you will be made a target, but it won't be as easy to hit you as if you were standing still. Now, let's go back to our text for tonight. It says, "For even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." Okay, so we read that verse. Let's stop right there for a second. So we read that verse, and it's talking about being lazy. You know, being lazy and idle are the same thing. And when you are idle, you're not, you know, if you're being lazy and you're not working, then you shouldn't eat. Okay, you shouldn't eat. Think about it this way. If you don't make any effort to study, but you just sit around and do nothing, how are you going to feed from the Word of God? But if you actually put the work into it and you labor in the Word by studying the Word and reading and letting the Holy Ghost guide you into truth, and you're laboring in the Word, then you're able to eat because you're doing something. Versus if you're doing nothing and you don't even read your Bible, well, then you're not going to eat. But if you're doing something and you're studying the Word and laboring in the Word, you're going to eat because you're laboring. You're studying. You're starting to show yourself approved unto God. What you're doing is, as the Bible says, is laboring in the Word and also in prayer. Okay? So it's not, we see that sitting around and doing nothing and being idle is not a good thing. Okay? But studying the Word and reading the Word, you know, that stuff is, when you labor, you'll eat. And by the way, when you eat and you're working, you're moving. You're moving and walking in the Spirit as we should and not walking in the way of the flesh. Because the flesh likes to creep up on us sometimes. Now think about this. How does one... Okay, the Bible says that if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. How are you able to resist the devil? You resist him by the Word of God. And if you can't, and you're not going to resist the devil by being slothful, by being idle, you're going to resist him by laboring and working and studying the Word of God. By studying the Word of God, you're studying to show yourself approved unto God, and therefore you are laboring in the Word, and by that you're able to use the Word to resist the devil, and if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. Okay, so when you're working, okay, so let's read the next verse here. It says, "For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all." Working not at all. That's idleness. Okay? Don't be idle. But are busybodies. You know what a busybody is? A busybody is someone who pokes their nose into other people's business and pokes their nose where it shouldn't go. That's a busybody. Okay, and the people who are busybodies are usually the ones not working. So when you're idle, you become susceptible to being a busybody, and you're not to be busybodies. You're not to be concerned with other people and their business. Amen. So when you work, when you labor in the Word, when you study in the Word, you can use the Word to resist the devil, and when you resist the devil, he will flee from you. But if you're idle and you don't labor in the Word, you're more susceptible into falling into being a busybody, as well as a slothful person, someone who will be susceptible to being someone who's susceptible to being tempted by sin and falling short. Okay, so it is not good to be idle. And therefore, when you're idle, you're like that target that just stands still and doesn't move. And therefore, you become an easy target for the devil. Okay? Now, I do want to say this real quick, okay? Let's bring this up here. Am I saying that you should always constantly work and never rest in the Lord? No. There are times when you do need a rest. You know, God says in His Word, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes God wants us to be still. Sometimes we need to just rest and be at the feet of Jesus and listen to what He has to say. Okay? So there is a need for rest. But when it's time to work, but the point I'm trying to get at is when it's time to work, and yet we're being slothful, we're being idle, when we should be working, we become a target. We become a target of temptation. We become a target to fall short and sin. Now let's you know what the Holy Ghost just gave me this here. Let's go to David. Okay, let's go to David. And I gotta find this here real quick because I'm not sure exactly. Let's see, I think this is gonna be in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. And 2 Samuel. Okay. And let's read 2 Samuel chapter 11, and let's start in verse 1, okay? It says, and it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house, and the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, I am with child. Okay, so this is an example of what I'm talking to you about, okay? When you are idle, you are like that target that you're going to get. You're just like that standing still target, and when you stand still, you're going to get shot at and you're going to get hit. But if you went about and move, a moving target is much harder to hit. Now, how does this correlate? How this correlates is this: there was a season where kings were to go out to battle. Okay? David didn't go. He wasn't moving. He was idle. David was idle, and he was in a spot where he was just like a standing still target. And that right there was his problem as to why he committed that sin with Bathsheba. Because he was idle. He tarried in Jerusalem. He stayed in Jerusalem when he should have gone out to battle. So instead of going out and moving and actually being a little bit harder of a target to hit, he decides to stay in Jerusalem to be a standstill target. And guess what? The devil sure took a fiery dart at David. And it hit David, and David had and David fell short and committed a sin that he shouldn't have. He actually committed a couple sins. He committed adultery with Bathsheba and an attempt to cover it up. He had Uriah killed. So right there, he committed adultery and he murdered. All because he chose to be idle. Don't be idle, folks. Don't be idle. The word of God is plain. If you're idle, you're going to get shot at. If you get shot at and you're idle, you're going to get hit. And you're going to fall short somewhere. Temptations are going to fly at you like 12-gauge shotgun shells. I mean, I'm telling you, if you are idle, you're going to get hit. You're going to get shot. You're going to get shot because that temptation is going to hit you. And once that temptation hits you strong enough, you will fall. If you took a bow and arrow and you aimed it and you shot it, and it hits a person hard enough, they're going to fall. The same concept. If you're idle, those fiery darts, those fiery temptations, those temptations, those fiery darts are going to hit you, and if they hit you hard enough, you will fall. You will fall. So don't be idle. Be a target that moves. That way you're not easily hit. A moving target is much easier to hit. Actually, I'm sorry. A moving target is harder to hit than a target that stands still. If you're standing still, you're going to hit the target easier. But if a target is moving, it's going to be a lot harder to hit. A moving target is harder to hit than a standstill target. Amen. David's biggest thing was he chose to stand still and stay at Jerusalem when he should have gone out to battle. Now, with that said, how many of you guys, I want this to be an encouragement for you guys, okay? How many of you struggle with being idle? And I will tell you from personal experience, when you're lazy, when you're idle, when you don't do anything, those temptations will hit you. And by the way, Satan knows exactly where to get you. So if you're idle, he's going to hit you. He's going to hit you with every temptation that he's got for you. And most likely, you're going to fall. So, how many of you guys struggle with being idle? Because let me tell you something. To be idle is not a good thing. Yes, we should rest. We should rest at the feet of Jesus. There is a time to rest. There is a time to learn. There's always a time to things. But there's also a time to work. There's a time to not be lazy. There's a time to not be idle. Amen? So, when you find yourself in a position of being idle, I want to encourage you guys, find something to do. Pick up your Bible. Maybe go before the Lord and pray. There's no temptation taking a man. Okay, there's no uncommon temptation. God, what I'm trying to say is when you are tempted, God will provide a way out for you. Okay? He will provide a way out for you. But don't be idle. Don't be lazy. When you know that you're supposed to be doing something, don't be idle. Don't be lazy. Because the devil is going to get you when you're idle. And when he gets you with his fiery darts, you're more susceptible to fall than if you were to do what you're supposed to be doing and move around and do what God wants you to do. Amen. Let us work so we can eat. Let us not be lazy. Let us not be slothful. We work physically so we can eat physically. Let us labor spiritually in the Word so we can eat spiritually. If you don't get into your Bible and if you don't study in your Word, if you don't study the Word, your spirit won't eat. But if you read your Word and you study your Word, you study the Word of God, and you read the Word, you spend time with the Lord, you're laboring in prayer and in the Word, and therefore when you labor in the Word, you'll be fed when you labor. Amen? So let's not be idle. Let's not be lazy. But let's be hardworking. Let's be about the Father's business. Let us occupy till He come. Amen? So I'm sorry if I was really repetitive. I'm sorry if that was somewhat confusing. I hope it wasn't. But I just want this to be a blessing to you, okay? So, but anyways, with that said, I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Please pray for me. Please pray for my ministry. Pray that God will just take these videos and do with him as he wills. Amen. And do with him. And pray that God will do with these videos as he wills. Amen. And that he may be glorified through all of this. I love you guys. You guys have a great night. God bless you. Hope this was a blessing to you. Until next time, I'll be signing off. And we'll see you on the next one, guys. All right? God bless you guys. See ya. Love ya. Bye.